Hi, I'm Tasia, the Jill of all trades.
And I'm Theron, your Bohemian baddie.
And we are Millennial Frequency.
This segment is about our Millennial Declaration to express what the is going on in the world.
We have 20 questions that need answers.
And clearly, we don't have them. Hey y'all, this is Farron, your Bohemian baddie, and I'm here for this week's Millennial Declaration. So this week, I want to talk about traveling alone. So this was inspired by Shameless Maya. You can find her on YouTube or on Instagram. So basically, I've been wanting to, you know, get out of my comfort zone and travel more, and I've actually been considering traveling on my own, on a solo trip. My sister has done it, and a couple of my friends have done it also. And I was thinking about doing it outside of the country. So this past Sunday, Shameless Maya, she did a video on YouTube talking about like her tips on traveling alone outside of the country. She's done it a couple of times. She's been to Australia, Colombia, Trinidad. So basically her tips were, first, she needs to be confident on traveling alone, because you don't want to be like prey or look obvious that you're outside of your comfort zone and you're a tourist, because people will prey on vulnerable tourists. So she was like, one thing you do is start, do small steps within the country, like go to the movies by yourself, or, you know, maybe travel somewhere out of town within the states by yourself. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a really good idea, because, you know, I can do the movies by myself hands down, because I like going to the movies. So I don't care. I'll go to the movies by myself. But I'm considering, like, you know, maybe doing something, you know, traveling outside, like maybe going to Austin, or trust small baby steps. And before I even go outside of DFW, I first want to do some stuff like within DFW, like go eat by myself. Like, that's one thing I can't do. Like, go out to eat by myself, but sit in and eat alone. Cause I'm thinking people are gonna be like, oh, look at that sad girl. Like, oh, pity her. But anyway, I am gonna try it. So this comes from theculturetrip.com, and it's like basically 20 things that you can do by yourself here in Dallas. And I don't know if this is actually 20, but that's what it says. The best things to do alone in Dallas. So first thing is kayak on White Rock Lake, which I didn't even know they had that option, because I did try kayaking for the first time in Miami. So I would definitely want to do it again. I don't know if solo though, because I have a big fear of being like stranded in a large body of water and can't get out. I don't know if that's like a past thing from like slavery, but anyway. Having a relaxing day at King Spa and Sauna. That's something I could do. Visit the dozens of museums. Some are free. I could definitely do that. I was thinking about doing that earlier today, like Museum of Arts, or like there's also another one. Next thing, wander through the farmer's market, which I've always wanted to do. Catch an indie film at the Texas Theater. Explore Deep Ellum by bike. And this may be dated, but now they have scooters, so that is fun. Read, do yoga, or watch a concert at Clyde Warren Park. Pursue the boutiques of Bishop Arts District. I live really close to that, so that is definitely something I could do. And that is all that they have. So that was not 20, but hopefully this will inspire you to do some things alone. And that is all I have, you guys, for the Millennial Declaration. Peace out. What up to all our millennial freaks out there? This is Farron, your Bohemian baddie. And this week for the hot topics, I want to talk about travel. So this either come before or after the Millennial Declaration, which I was also talking about travel, but this comes from Baller Alert, but I don't know if you guys have heard. Recently, there have been several Americans who have been found dead in this hotel at the Dominican Republic. And the common factor has been the mini bar inside of the rooms. So basically what this says, that most recently Robert Bell Wallace, 67, is the fourth U.S. citizen that has died in the Dominican Republic, reportedly a month before three other Americans died in their hotel rooms on the island. Wallace was a California resident. He became ill after he drank a scotch from the room mini bar at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, according to his niece. So, previously reported that the other three Americans were Miranda Schwab Werner, a Pennsylvania woman, engaged married couple, Edward Holmes, 63, and Cynthia Day, all passed away from similar experiences. So, I don't know if this is at the same hotel, but there's the common thing is it's a mini bar, and also it was in the Dominican Republic. So, that's strange, first off. And also, there was a report that there was a woman who survived her. She lives in New York, and she said that she also got ill after drinking from the mini bar. She got a water from there. She took a sip and realized that it was bleach. And when she went to spit it out, she spit out blood. So, some sketchy stuff is going on. Not sure what. Also, this girl that I follow, her name is De La Soul. She made a really good point. And it's just that people die. Don't get discouraged from going out of the country because people die all the time, which is true. Now, this is particular case. I mean, these people are dying the same way, or it seems to be something similar in their deaths. But she's also, you know, saying to be aware of what the media put out, media control. Like, you know, we got Trump in the office. This is kind of convenient that all of this is coming out during him doing bans on certain countries. Like, he's now reversed the thing that Obama did, where he was trying to repair the relationship between America and Cuba. Trump has now tried to reverse that. And so now there is a ban that if it's not now, it's coming in the future, where we can no longer travel to Cuba again. So there's that. And basically, y'all, I have been working on my own personal stuff. So I have not really been into the whole gossip thing. So that is all I got for hot topics today. All right. See ya.
We got an episode playback. We got a playback, an episode playback. We got a playback. And it's starting now.
I'm cool.
All right, and we're on. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Tasia.
I'm Farron.
And we are Millennial Frequency. And we are back for another week. Great topic. And we have a special guest. Our good friend, my soul sister, Emily.
Hey, hey y'all. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Yes, we haven't had a guest in a while.
I know.
So come a little closer to make sure you get the sound. All right. So we're happy to have her on. Of course, before, you know, we get into anything, we're definitely going to talk about our starters. But this episode is going to be kind of be centered around love, sex, and everything in between. And we'll definitely be... You liked it, right?
Yeah. It was like juicy.
It's kind of real juicy. It's real, real juicy. So we'll talk about that. And, you know, very millennial-like themes when it comes to love and relationships. Okay. And so before we dive into that, what we got going on, Farron?
So for starters, congratulations to Kenya Moore. She just had her baby.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Complications with the pregnancy, so I think that she had to have it early. But she named it Brooklyn. Doris Daly.
Amen. Well, congratulations for her brand new baby. I was a little nervous because I knew she had a lot of complications. Did you have anything?
This is Kenya from...
She started having towards the end. She was threatening to have like preeclampsia.
Oh.
And so...
She was pregnant.
Yeah, she was pregnant. She got a man too. All of them got men now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or engaged?
No.
She's married.
She married him off the fly last year. Like,
that's so messy to say off the fly.
I mean, what's the guy? He's like an athlete or something?
I don't know what he does for a living.
Yeah. She kept him kind of
private. I think that's why she's not on the season.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So congratulations. And I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but in sadder news, Angela Simmons, ex-fiance Sutton, he passed away. He actually was murdered in his garage, and I think it was like an altercation. So definitely keep her and her baby boy lifted up. Baby without their father, which is unfortunate. I hate violence, so yeah.
Yeah, she posted a picture of him watching the video of his dad, and he was watching it like over and over. I was like,
oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
it is. I'm sorry. What else is going on?
Shout out to like everybody go vote.
Please.
When is early voting still going on?
Early voting is over. It's from October 22nd to I think November 2nd in Texas.
So go vote on the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the blacks. Well, the blacks.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Trump.
Get right to it.
The black.
Shout out to the black people who are like running. So we got Andrew Gillum and
for Florida.
Stacey Abrams in Georgia. We got Ben Jealous in Maryland and Ayanna Pressley in Massachusetts.
Absolutely. Yes. Were you hiding the
black excellence?
You hiding the phone from me? You didn't want me to read it?
I mean, if you want to look along, go here. Oh, you go, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I hope all of them win, especially Stacey Adams. It looks like she's been in the political game since 19. I actually seen one of her speeches, so yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. 93? Was it
93? Mhm. Especially when all the riots and the Rodney King circumstance had happened. She was like a political figure. She had Oprah knocking door to door.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to actually come out. Man, Oprah knocked on my door.
Okay, but see, you know I love Oprah.
No, you know I love Oprah.
We both love Oprah.
Absolutely.
Like, Oprah is my auntie for real. Like, yeah. I love that woman.
Yeah, so she got some amazing endorsements. She has Oprah Winfrey. Diddy just signed on today.
I mean, and President Oprah, Obama. Who else do you need, though? And Obama?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She golden.
It's a heavy push, so.
Andrew Gillum got him, too.
He does, yeah. Yeah, so okay, y'all go out and vote, man. Y'all, if you're in Texas, go out and vote for Beto. Yeah, we said it. We're endorsing him. Okay. It is what it is. Yes. All right. Speaking of Diddy, today is his birthday, so make sure you do your Diddy bop.
Okay.
And to celebrate, he kind of
can't stop. Take that.
He be taking it. So he what's so funny and messy is Cassie. That's his ex, right? Of 11 years. Mm-hmm. She you know, made a little post saying that she hoped he had a really good birthday, and I think it was like a little heart emoji, so people were alluding that they're back together.
When did they break up? Was it recent?
I don't know. They say it's, like maybe a week or two ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
They say they break up every year. They've been together for 11 years.
they break up every year.
That's what they say. I'm just reporting.
That's what the people tell me.
That's what they told me.
Okay.
But congratulations to them. Did you have anything else for him?
I want to say that we're going to get our Bad Boys 3 movie.
I saw that.
I'm really excited about that. Will and Lawrence Martin, they posted it on their Instagram.
Okay, but I heard that Denzel and Jamie Foxx may be in there, too.
I hope
no.
I showed y'all that meme.
Girl, that was Photoshop.
That was clearly Photoshop.
It wasn't
Photoshop.
Dang.
I think Denzel and Jamie gonna be in there. That would be
dope.
That's a heck of a budget.
But I can
just they gonna win. They gonna
just
they gonna
being
get their money
on
back.
This side of it, on the other side, that's a lot of money that
they
should
get their money back
listen,
though.
They are.
You know
they but
like,
okay.
Everybody's gonna see that.
That's
movie.
A blockbuster.
Like I'm getting my tickets early.
Yeah,
like, I'm so serious.
Yes, I love all of them. All of them equally too. They are all great.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into the topic. So, how did we get to this point? Me and Farron and Emily were all just kind of having a casual conversation about, it was a sex one day?
Yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, she had some really great points, so we thought that we would bring her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, before we really dig deep into love, sex, and everything in between, me and Farron were kind of discussing about online dating. Not online dating. Let me dispel that. No. Just, like, having a partner and not necessarily, like, displaying that type of affection online.
Yeah.
I wanted to get y'all's take, and you can definitely ask mine. Emily, since you're our guest, how do you feel about that?
Okay.
If you are in a relationship, you love your partner, are you posting photos or showing any type of public PDA?
Okay. I'll be honest, that's tough for me because I do like to keep like my private life
private
from social media because you know, I mean, I'll be honest, I only kind of post things that, you know, I want you to know and I want you to see about me. So, a significant other is something that, you know, that's private.
You're
so
intimate.
It's intimate. I don't know if I want everybody to know who he is, what he looks like, what he does. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to
forever open. Though.
Not forever.
So at what point do you say, okay, now is a good time to kind of like, I think
maybe if we have a conversation about it and we both feel the same way about it and like, mm-hmm. this is serious and this is something that's going to be long term, but you know how people like, it's every other week, it's somebody else, I'm just my new boo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not doing that. So if we're casually dating or if I just met you or something, like, I was definitely not. But so if it's something real, then
so six maybe. Months, a year and a half. I mean, I'm just if we had to put a time on it.
It depends. I mean, I'll be honest. Like I have dated, I've had relationships, and they weren't on social media.
Right. Exactly.
So you would never really know, kind of, mm-hmm. if Emily was in a relationship, because that's something that I probably wouldn't post, but. The older I get, you know, it's like...
More open maybe, to the idea
yeah,
of
I'm,
it.
I'm more open to the idea, but like I said, it would have to be something legit.
I'm right there with you. I like, you know, if I dish out so much of myself to people, I feel like I need something. And yeah. for me, you know, just you knowing that I'm with somebody and maybe a few photos here and there, when I mean here and there, it's not like... Every Women Crush Wednesday and every Man right. Crush Monday, it's just like here or there, we're good. But just a continuous basis of just what we're doing. Hey, we just logged in to CC's Pizza. Like, I'm not right, too.
Right. Not everybody needs to know all that.
Exactly. But I do believe that you should know that this person exists. And, but I'm 5 years in, so that's. Different for me than it may be for others. It wasn't right. something we ran right into, but I, like you, my mm-hmm. last relationship, no one knew that I was in it online except my close friends and family, so I didn't post a picture, but that was something that was important to my fiance, so that's something that I made an effort to do.
Yeah, and that's what I said, like, it would probably have to be a conversation, because yeah. I know some women, like, they really get upset and offended if they man don't, you know, like, yeah. post them on social media. Yeah. So, yeah. you know, it's like, why you ain't got me on your... I mean, I don't know.
It can get weird, I guess. It just depends on the type of person. But if your partner wants that, then you need to make the effort. Now, you shouldn't be, like, crazed about it where you're constantly, like, right. over... To me, it comes off as over-posting. But you're just posting literally every other post reminding people that you're in a relationship. But you should be able to say, here's one.
Yeah. Or what if you did it, like, in a discreet way? Like...
What you mean?
Like, how? Like an emoji okay. over their face?
I don't like that. I hate that. It's not so immature to me.
Not an emoji over their face, but, you know, like, we take a picture, like, of just our hands, like, holding hands.
Okay.
I've done that, but you need to see the face. At some point, you need to do the face.
Why are we gonna see a face?
That's just like, why are we together? I'm just getting the best I can do for you is that be like a hand pic.
I don't want to do like the hand or a profile. Right. Like, just the
size. No, we too old for that, y'all.
Yeah,
no.
I would post. I think I would, but like I said, it wouldn't be my whole profile.
It shouldn't be.
Because some people take it too far. It's like, like you said, every post, every mm-hmm. picture is you and your boo. And it's like, that's great, but mm-hmm. what else?
Yeah.
Right. Like, right. Who are you to your core? Because right. we came for you. But I want to definitely make an effort. Because, like I said, that's important to him. And it's important to me a little bit, too. I mean, now that we're engaged, like, you should know that this is my right. fiance, soon-to-be husband. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be thinking I'm, like, single out here.
Yeah.
You're right. And in your, you know, situation, definitely. Because, I mean, y'all just recently got
engaged. Yeah. You shouldn't think that I'm, right. like, not with nobody.
Right.
But, hey, I had a classmate. I think I told you that, Farron. And I had a classmate that got married. And so she just posted a picture of her. In her gown.
that's funny.
Her gown, and it was like, where's your bride?
Where's the groom?
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah.
What was the point? Like, we didn't even get to know you were married if that was the case.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe there is some level of how much you really like this person. Because
marriage?
No. I'm talking okay. about how much do you really love or like this person to post them on your social media. Because sometimes, I mean, maybe if you're really not feeling that person like that, maybe you don't want to post them.
So what are we doing?
That's exactly. what I'm saying. So I mean, I think if I was in love and, like,
you know when it's mutual,
right? Like I would want to share him with the world discreetly. Like I he's not gonna be
just something. Yeah,
I've never. I'm like you. I don't share. I've never shared who I was in a relationship with online, and because I'm private, I don't want nobody all in my business.
Exactly.
But it's like, if I'm in love and I feel like, okay, I want to post something, it's just something authentic, I'm not going to force it, then I feel like...
I mean, this person is in your life, so you would do it with your friends. If you, like, if we're just out, we're going out tonight, woo, is it always just a picture of me only?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want your friends to jump in. Those people are important to you, so hopefully it's the same scale.
Yeah.
It's just the way you
do it. I think I would, but... It would have to be something legit. I think I think that's my...
For sure. Yeah. This is the only person and last person. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So yours is legit.
It's legit. And I always knew it would be legit.
Yeah.
I was like, for me to go out... Like, the fact that my family knew that he existed. Like, that's how private I am.
Me too. Yeah.
But let's talk about that real quick. Because, honestly, because you have your close circle of friends and family, if they know about him... And those are people that are important to you, then that's really all that matters. Like, if the people who know me in real life know him, and if my family know him, then it's, I mean.
But those are the people that are on my social media that I care.
Need to know.
That is my world to a certain extent.
Need to know, but if you just feel like, you know.
I don't want it to come off like you're a secret. And I used to think the way that y'all thought, because I didn't care to ever post about anybody.
Yeah.
But. Then it just got to a point where we're together. So just like I would post my friends, I would post you. It's just not for me. It seems forced if I do it too much.
Too much or forced if it's like, hey, he's in the background. Hold on, let me switch the other way. Or let me crop you out.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm not posting the picture. And I barely post pictures these days anyway.
Yeah.
I barely post
and
anything.
I think it was a meme or something of some guy. He was saying, like, you know, a woman will post, you know, her outfit on the way to the date, you know, the drive to the date, take a picture of the food, the wine, everything, but she won't take a picture of the dude that took her out. So,
I mean,
maybe they're offended by that.
If we're in the dating stage, I don't owe you anything. I'm not your partner, you're not mine. Oh, well, that it sounds ruthless, but it's true.
Yeah.
We're not together yet. Yeah, you're not my partner, so therefore, I'm literally just going out for anybody. Like, yeah. It don't even have to be a date. It could just be...
We need to see if this can be something more or not.
Right. You don't just get a picture. Are you kidding me? No, it's earned. Gotta earn your stripes.
Ryan, come on.
But just speaking about dating, because I know that all three of us are just at different phases in our life in that realm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm newly engaged. Farron is in a relationship. And... We had anniversaries actually today. I don't think it'll be anniversary, right? Because anniversary is considered a year, but we'll just be black and say anniversary. 6 month anniversary. And then Emily is single and looking for the right one.
I am single, yes. And
she's
beautiful,
y'all. So if you're a great guy out there, your credit is good, and you're tall and handsome, definitely DM us.
Right.
Yes. But
put me down.
So like dating, you know, how is it in the dating world? And I know you can kind of even attest to this a little bit as well, like as far as like dating apps, what's the best way to go about finding a partner? And I'll just speak for myself, because
for a woman
before you get started, the reason I'm kind of out of the loop is not because I've just been in a relationship so long, but like I was in college and me and Jamel, you know, like started talking at the cusp of us both graduating. Mm-hmm. So college campuses are different because your social circles are kind of like on campus.
Yeah.
But then after that, you get into the real world and you're working and you're living. So like, how do you meet people and, you know, build a genuine connection?
Honestly, for me, it's been difficult for me. Because, you know, I'll be honest, I'm 30. Hello, 30.
Come on, 30.
Yes, 30. Anyway. No, I'm 30. So, you know, I'm grown. And, I have standards and I have, like, traditional values.
Right.
So, for me, it's kind of hard to meet people because, you know, I'm just, I'm really not okay with everything that's going on in 2018.
Mm.
So a lot of people are online. You know, I'm online, but it's just not, I would prefer to meet people the traditional way. Like, just approach me and say hello.
So, like, at a grocery store, is a club acceptable? Like,
a club is acceptable, but I don't go to clubs with the intention of, ooh, I'm going to find my husband. I mean, I'm just there to just kind of have a good time.
I think Moore Chestnut found his wife at a club. Yeah, I think that's what you're
saying. Look. Right. Okay. I mean, look, that gives me hope. But, I mean, if it happens, it happens. I've met and dated someone that I've met at a club. And we had, like, a 2.5-year relationship. But,
it just depends, basically. Yeah. How about you?
I agree. It's hard.
It is very hard, right?
Yeah, I would have rather meet someone in person, but I met my man on Tinder.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I think I've said on our podcast before, I have a friend who, you know, met his wife on Tinder. Yeah. And they made a connection very quickly within like a month. And it happened. What? I guess not for me.
For the audience, I'm goofy and I'm making faces, so that's what people are laughing. But no.
And just in case he ever hears this is not us making fun of it. We're just kind of having a conversation, casual conversation about love and relationships and sex. We'll get to sex.
For me, it's hard to meet people of substance to me.
Right.
Of substance. If you're out here looking for something real and of substance, longevity, husband, wife material, I found that to be a little bit more challenging than, hey, I just want to have a good time, you know.
I would say something that may sound controversial, but I think it's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We are too quick to just be okay with being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay, get
him. What I mean by that is, what are you doing over here? Okay, like, she was just doing some weird faces with the camera phone. I'm like, okay. What I mean by that is, like, too many people are settled with the idea of being in the boyfriend-girlfriend phase for too long that I think some men are like, why does it have to be anything different? And I know that probably has been said before, and it sounds like very, like, old school, but like the intent, like in the beginning conversation, if this person is not having the same conversation that you're having as far as like what's next at some point in life, it doesn't have to be like date one or two, it just has to be at some point, then you kind of know where they are.
Right.
Like, marriage was always, it was always a requirement. Not like, I'm not going to ever be with you or we can't date or talk, but it's like, that's my end goal.
Right.
Is that your end goal? Well, I'm just kind of out here talking to people. Okay.
Going with the flow.
Or going with the flow. And that's why I was pressing so hard. We had a conversation earlier with our guest and friend, Emily, and she's basically having a conversation with a gentleman, and, you know, they don't have the same end goal. And so if you don't have the same end goal, then why should we ever get started?
Yeah.
Sometimes it can change.
Sometimes it can change, though.
But, you know, that's important for me. Because if we're just dating and sleeping with each other, then, you know, you can get comfortable in that.
To me, I think there's a difference between going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and letting things flow organically. To me, those are two different things.
Okay.
Like, to me, when a man says, let's just go with the flow, that means I'm not serious, I don't want a relationship, and I want to waste your time.
Right.
Like,
that's what it sounds like to me.
As a woman, when a man says that, that's what I hear.
Right.
You know, but to me, like, letting things flow organically is different. It's like, I have intentions for you, you know what I mean? But I think it is important to let things flow organically, but there needs to be a destination.
There has to be one, or we're just here.
Yeah, so.
If that's enough for y'all, then that's fine, but, you know, it has to be both parties saying that this is what we want to do.
Right. You know? Yeah, I agree. It has to be mutual.
So, let's talk about sex. So, with sex, y'all, let's talk about sex, okay. Baby. You got 5 seconds. Let's talk about you.
Oh,
all right, cut off. It's over. We ruined it. We do sex not own the rights
to this music. Okay, we don't own the rights.
We are not trying to plagiarize whatsoever.
We don't want to write.
Is sex important? I know that I've heard many conversations about this, just podcasts, just maybe interviews with different women. Is that something that is a deal breaker if, quote unquote, the sex is not good? Man, it's quiet.
Sex is important.
It is important?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why so?
Say that again.
I mean, that's part of the relationship. It's not like, I wouldn't say it's the most important part, but damn near, it's important. Like,
damn near. Everybody's eyes is big in this room.
Look, okay. Your question was, is sex important in a relationship?
Ma'am. Yeah.
Yes, sex is important.
Okay,
absolutely.
Why
is it important?
Yeah.
Well, because that's something that eventually you're more than likely going to be intimate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a relationship, or if you want to wait till marriage. Mm-hmm. But even after marriage, you're going to be intimate, right?
Right.
Okay. Sex, you know, that's... Okay.
I mean, just
that's an exchange. That's an exchange of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can bond.
True.
Okay. That shouldn't be the only bond.
Yeah.
But, you know, sex is important in a relationship. If you have a healthy sex life.
Yeah.
Then I think your marriage.
Pretty much flourish.
Well, that's not the only deciding factor, but I think sex is important. You need to enjoy having sex with your partner.
Right.
I mean, both parties need to be satisfied in the relationship. Yeah. And I'll be honest, like, you know, there are people out there like, oh, well, sex shouldn't matter and blah, blah, blah. But like, let's just, if we're being authentic here, I mean, let's just be honest. Yes, sex is important. Sex matters. And sex needs to be good.
Needs to be good.
That's what it is.
Does size matter?
Oh, you're asking the real question.
I mean, we're going there, right?
Because she was all apprehensive at first, but she really...
We're having a comfortable conversation about it.
We're all grown women.
You're millennials, hopefully. Yeah, they're all grown. Millennials are grown.
Yeah,
we're grown. Yeah, if you're not, log off now, baby.
Wow.
Does size matter?
It's not a big question, y'all.
You know, if you can work your tools, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So as long as
if I don't feel like I'm dealing with an infant, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like average, I'm cool. Or like, you know, a little bit bigger than I'm cool. So it matters to me. I guess I'm answering the question I'm asking you all. So does it not matter to you? You're kind of looking into the sky over there. It's like literally no clouds. Like she's reminiscing over some moments and she's trying to decide which one she wants to bail.
Size matters to a woman. To a woman, yes, size matters.
Absolutely. You kind of cut it off.
Nobody,
right there.
Yeah, I mean.
Straight to the point.
It matters. I would love to lie to these men out here and say that it doesn't, but for most women it does. And, I mean, what can we do about that?
So let's build the scenario, right?
Okay.
The scenario is he is a great guy. If you had an imaginary list, he like literally checks off all of those.
I hate you.
But.
Oh my
I hate
gosh.
You.
But.
Oh, shit.
I'm glad you know what I'm about to say. So prepare your thoughts. But that's just not in order for you. It's not what you needed to be to get your job done.
Okay.
Do you just dismiss him?
No, I wouldn't dismiss him because people are teachable.
Mm-hmm.
And sex is something that can be taught.
No, we're not saying he has bad sex. We're saying his size is not compatible with what you need to get the job done.
Oh, shit.
Hey, it's like crickets could be in here. For me, I'll answer it for me. For me, unfortunately, that is a part of my list. So, therefore, you don't hit the list that I need. And that's a requirement. So I guess I would just... If that was me trying to find this imaginary...
Sex is important. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like,
okay.
That's something a man can't help.
Right.
You know, like, it's one of those things. Yeah. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate for a man to be dismissed because of something he couldn't help. Mm. But at the same time, like I said, if we're going to be authentic here, mm-hmm. Satisfaction is important.
Absolutely.
And I think when your sex life suffers, other areas of your relationship can suffer as well. So
yeah, it can trickle.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it needs to be on point. Needs to be on point.
Okay, so let's switch it up a little bit. Communication is extremely important, and I feel like if anything with millennials, we have so many forms of communication, but there are so many breakdowns where it's not happening appropriately or correctly or efficient. So could you date someone who, and it sounds like I'm picking on you, what I'm about to say, because I didn't even think about it till now. Could you date someone who only really wants to, like, text heavy? Hmm.
I mean, I can.
You can.
But I'm not a talker, though. So, mm-hmm. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker on the phone.
So, you would be, like, sit on the phone and physical, talk. Like, when would you be able to, like, I guess, break the seal where you can really get to know them in?
Face-to-face.
Face-to-face communication. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, personally, no. If all you want to do is text me, then we're not going to go very far.
And why so?
Because you can't get to know somebody through a text. For me. Mm-hmm. I'm too dope. Like, I mean, I'll just be, I have so much to offer. And, like, I'm a woman of substance. And, like, you can't uncover all of that.
In the text for you. So, would you, like, need phone calls? Would you need a little bit of mixture of everything?
I'm not saying I'm opposed to texting. Like, we can text, but we need to move off a text message to phone calls, and then I need a connection. I can't make a connection through a text message. You know what I mean? Because I've had situations where, you know, recently, mm-hmm. texting was great, but then, you know, we got on the phone and it just wasn't what it was.
It's a different person.
That's what I'm saying. So,
gotcha.
I need connection.
I need a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know how to text, if you're just mm-hmm. a what you doing, what about you, mm-hmm. how you doing, if we're just mm-hmm. like them with one words, mm-hmm. it's phased out.
For right, real, honestly,
right.
PSA, PSA. I'm sorry. PSA. The Good Morning Beautifuls.
Ooh.
We got to talk about Good Morning
Beautifuls. Let's talk about Good Morning Beautifuls.
Because every woman has had a Good Morning Beautiful.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that's sweet and it's cute, but we've got to step it up.
They've stepped it up. They start saying good morning, queen, now.
Oh, good morning, queen.
Okay.
They good morning, queen, now, baby. Okay. Somebody, I don't know if they did like a national men, group.
Let's talk about this.
All right, let's step it up for beautiful. They paying attention.
Okay.
Let's add a queen now.
With a crown.
With a crown. And then add a crown after it.
Right, and a kissy face or something.
Right, okay, right.
Listen, no. Good morning, beautiful. It's cute, but like, you guys, we've got to step it up. Like,
hold on, you got to talk into our little imaginary mic right here.
We've got to step it up a little bit. Women are growing tired of you just texting me the same message. It's the same
girl
message.
I have a story for that.
You know what I mean?
So, like, I had a friend or whatever, and she stopped talking to the guy because he actually was just doing some, like, messed up stuff. He actually had, like, somebody else he was dating, and she didn't know that he was dating both of them at the same time. So, to get her back, he would send her a message every morning and every afternoon. So, we would be like, what? Like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think he's using an app that's, like, because it was the exact same time every day. Mm-hmm. And so, we eventually found out that it was an app, and then it happened to me. Mm-mm. The dude, like, would send a message, like, at least once a week. So, I guess he had me sit for, like, each week. And I confronted him about it. And he was like, well, you know, I kind of do that with all my family and friends because I want to make sure that I'm talking to them or I'm staying in contact with them even if they're not on my mind. So, I was like, okay, that's game. But So they able to shoot out all those Good Morning Beautifuls and all those Good Morning.
That's whack.
Yeah.
Because that is no level of real effort.
At all.
That is no. That is no effort. You didn't think about that. You know what I mean? Like, all that's right. Something you program into an app. So, to me, you know, how he treats you is how he sees you. So, if that's... If you got to program an app to send me a text message with... That's no thought.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So, so to me, that reads, okay...
I want to be able to keep that door open because I'm showing that I care, that I'm showing this, I'm communicating.
But a text message isn't communication.
I get you.
So for me, it's like, that's not even real communication. If you really want to show that you care or something like that, then you pick up a phone and you say, hey, how are you? You know what I mean? Or, hey, okay, I made plans. You know what I mean? Like, I would like to see you. Mm-hmm, like, where is that exactly in 2018? Can we talk about that?
It's there. I just think that people are, like, more careful on the commitments because as we get older, it's, like, next level. Like, I think the stakes are getting higher, and it's, like, living in the land of just dating is shorter. Like, you're not going to be just dating someone probably for years on out as you edge towards 30. The conversation happens to be marriage. So I think that more people, men and women, are, like, more skeptical about who they're about to commit the rest of their life to. Like, that's a big pill to swallow.
Yeah.
I'm being the devil's advocate, but I'm just having an open conversation and thought about it. Like, I don't think that everyone... But you should be honest with that person that you're just talking to, too. You shouldn't just be like... making them believe that they're going to be there longer than they are, and you know that they're not.
I know, but I mean, I don't know if it's the Sagittarius in me.
Oh, she's a Sag. Lord have mercy.
Oh, right. Pray for me. But, or I don't know if it's the, you know, the dreamer. I don't know, but it's like, if you go into it with that mentality, like, I'm gonna be with you for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? It's like, then what are we doing anyway? It shouldn't feel that way. It should, to me, it should feel like you're the person that I want to do life with. And I can't imagine myself doing it with anybody else. You know what I mean?
Like, a great segue for it.
Yeah, like, it should feel like this is like my partner in crime. Like, we're literally gonna take over the world together. And if we don't really have that bond or connection, then it's kind of like I don't want it to feel like a chore.
Love should not feel like a chore.
Yeah, it shouldn't. To me, it shouldn't be that hard.
With that being said, what are like your top three things that you need to have the significant partner that, you know, for a commitment like that? What are your requirements that you absolutely must have?
Top three?
It's three.
Okay, I don't know if I can narrow it down to three, but I will say one of my really important ones is communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Communication is definitely number one for me because if we cannot communicate, if we can't talk, if I can't create a safe place for you to be honest and authentic with me and vice versa, then to me, we're not going to make it.
Right.
Because, you know, we're going to run into some tough times in our relationship, into our marriage, and if we can't communicate that in a healthy way, then I don't really think we should be jumping the broom anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we got to be able to have those hard conversations, you know, without it being an argument.
Right, for sure.
So expression, I've got to be able to be heard and express myself and him too. So.
Same as well. What about you, Farron?
Yeah, definitely communication is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you need in a relationship.
It's not going to work if you don't have these things, these ingredients.
Okay, communication.
I mean, you're in a relationship, so obviously something's working with your partner.
Communication. Okay, good sex, let's be real.
Okay, for sure. Can you expand on why good sex is important?
Because... that's part of intimacy, and you need to be pleasured.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well.
Okay, girl.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm here with you.
I said what I said.
Right.
And the third one. I don't know. Let me think.
I think like for me, I need you to believe in something higher than yourself. And that's just, like, whether that be God. For me, I am a Christian, so for me it would be God. But even beyond that, like, beyond your ego, mm-hmm. beyond just your goals and your dreams, like, why are you here? Mm-hmm. I need to know that you're centered in something higher than yourself, because that is the thing that is really going to make me attracted to you.
Right.
Like, you know what you're put on this earth for to a certain extent. I don't think we all fully know, but we may have an idea. But you know your driving force. And me being your woman, I can submit for that. I can get in that car with you because you know.
Right.
So, like, for show communications, definitely sex without a... without a doubt. But, like, some, I guess I would even say spirituality if I just had to put it in a nutshell, like some form of spirituality.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's important for him to be chasing God.
Yeah.
Because for me personally, and this is just, you know, Emily's beliefs and values, but and how I was raised, but if he doesn't have a relationship with God and he's not faithful to God, I don't really see how a man can be faithful to you.
What you're saying is right, because my ex, like, he did not want to admit that he was atheist, but I think he was. Mm-hmm. I think he was. He's passed away, but because he wasn't centered in anything, I was all over the place. He was all over the place. And he lied about us, like, he was cheating on me. So what you're saying is, like, on point. Like, you don't know where to go because you don't have anything guiding you at all. Like,
And, I mean, that's the order of the household. I mean, he's supposed to be chasing God. I'm supposed to be following you. To me, you know, you can't lead a woman if you don't have any direction, but your direction should come from the source.
Right.
And if you don't have a connection or you know, a relationship with the source, then we both gonna be in here lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So
yeah, it was a rocky one, so I rock with you on that. I guess we'll kind of be wrapping up. This was a really good conversation because everything kind of flowed or whatever. That's what we like. Did y'all have any other things that you kind of wanted to add in regards to love, sex, and in between? I mean, it's an easy conversation because we're friends, so we would do this without it being a podcast, you know? That's the cool thing about a podcast. You can just kind of talk. And it just happens. But, like, did y'all have anything that y'all want to discuss in particular? I think we hit every nook and cranny.
I mean, you know, I can talk.
Okay, well, come on. Come on, Emily Jean.
Hey.
Emily, yes. Telling your handle on Instagram.
Okay, yeah. So, my Instagram is the_EmilyJean, and Jean is like blue jeans, like J-E-A-N.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, follow me on there.
Yeah.
But, I would like to discuss, what is going on in 2018?
Okay.
Like, I just feel like everybody out here hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to commit. You know, people are just lost. And it's like the dating game is really difficult for people who have standards or want something more. But it's just like people are just out here hurt. Nobody wants to open up and... Oh, everybody in their, you know, nobody wants to be in their feelings.
Right.
That. Nobody wants to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be out here putting themselves out here on the line and really putting in that work and that effort to really make a connection. Because what I'm seeing is everybody is saying, I want a wife or I want a girl who's going to be loyal. Oh, Lord, if I see that one more time, if I see this loyalty meme one more time. But, you know, I want a woman who's loyal and, you know, who's real and all, you know.
Yeah.
You want all of that.
Okay.
They say they want all of that.
And it would.
But when Emily Jean walks in the room, hello. I mean, it's like, are you intimidated by that? Or like, why do you...
You know, they hate that word.
Are you scared of, you know, you claim that you want these certain qualities in a woman, but when that woman appears, she is right in front of you, standing in all her glory. Come on, son.
Come on, Glory Green.
Standing in all her glory, you run.
Why is that?
Why? Men, help us.
Okay, well, the men are not here, but I think... Because you're asking the men. Get in the comment section. But I think that there is a lack of exposing healthy relationships. And we're Black women, so let's talk about Black love and what that looks like. Black love is a little bit more difficult than other ethnicities because we've been stripped and pulled away from our families. A lot of us have family that's just dysfunctional. I'm not saying everyone is like that, but it's a great deal of men who have not seen another man actually show how to love and respect a woman outside of sex. Black woman at that. I think some Black men think that manhood is having sex and then boom, that's it. Not marrying, not providing a household, not being the centerpiece of a family. Right. So when you have all of these complicated messages, to me, I think it just does not prioritize love. But you want that though. Because that's the American dream. Like as an American, it is I don't want to say everyone wants the picket fence in a big house and the big kids, but at some point you want something real to the core of it, and I think enough men are not seeing it. And I'll just say at least for me, I think my engagement is easy for us because Jamel has seen his parents be together for almost 50 years, be married.
Yes.
And then they've been dating since 14, 15.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So marriage is like a no-brainer for him. Whereas for some men, it's like, do I have to?
Right.
It is. So we have to just break those, generational curses. Like a generational curse, I'm just being open. In my family, on my mom's side, it's like divorce. Yeah. You know, my grandmother was two times divorced. My mom is 2-time divorced. That divorce is not an option for me. Yeah. I'm not going to get married if I feel like that's something that has to happen. Or just the way that you communicate with your partner. Like, if everything is in range because maybe seeing your partner act like that, you need to take some counseling or read some books or do something to change that mold.
Yeah.
Because we do have a lot of just complicated shit in the Black community.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we are dealing with other things that maybe other, communities of people are not dealing with.
Absolutely.
And that kind of bleeds over into how we are in relation with one another, as Black men and Black women. So, I mean, that definitely plays a factor, for sure.
I think it's the centerpiece, to be honest with you. Because, it's the same thing with careers. Everyone wants to do two or three careers in the Black community. I want to be an entertainer. I want to be an athlete. I want to be only a doctor and lawyer. There's so much to do, but you only see one auntie who's this, one uncle who does that, maybe your daddy who did that. That's the only occupations you think exist. So we just have to continue to find ways to be open to different stuff so we can present it to our kids. That's the only way it's going to cure. But I don't know, Black men, white men, whoever, get in the comment section and please let us know, what is going on with millennials and love? Is our assessment right as women, or are men just lazy and trash?
I think there are some men that, yes, that are lazy and they just don't necessarily want to put in that effort. But I would be lying if I didn't say that us women, we have a responsibility to that as well, because some of us have made it really easy for them.
Have somebody right there, which is disgusting. Right.
You want someone that bad, and I'll be honest, it gets lonely. Sometimes
I get so lonely. Thanks to me, my song. Okay, we got. I don't want them to pull us. We do not own the rights.
That's Janet.
That is Janet, but we do not own the rights because Universal Group has been on our behind, okay?
But so it's just you just so, happy you got a man. You don't even care what man you got.
Man.
You don't care what man you got. So, you are accepting things that are just not okay.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He may not be working, or he didn't put in any level of effort, or he didn't court you, or you know what I mean? And it's y'all just hopped into bed, and it's just 2018 is just effed up.
I just think it's a lack of communication about those things, though. Because, yeah. like, what you said was really key is, like, most people just want somebody that they can text and that they can call and they can hang with and they can sleep with on a continuous basis. And it stops there. And then they get mad when marriage or a ring never happens. And I'm not saying everyone wants to be married. Also, let me emphasize that. That's my personal end goal. That doesn't have to be everyone's end goal. If you all are okay with y'all's pace in your relationship, that's fine. But for those, for other people who want more, I feel like that conversation never happens. So there's a communication breakdown, and you're just happy someone's there.
Yeah, but I have heard some men say that they don't necessarily see a benefit to getting married. Some men say that, you know, the benefit of marriage is for the woman, not for him. Like, what does a man get out of marriage?
Wow.
I've heard men say that. I mean, to me, I think you get a lot out of marriage, but that's me personally.
Someone who's down for you, who loves you consistently, and who's, you know, can take care of you if you were in the hospital. I mean, it's a lot.
Someone to support you and encourage you and be in your corner and have your back and, you know, someone... Like I said, this is a partnership.
Right.
You have a partner for life. Because sometimes life is hard. And it's like, you know, to experience some hardships alone is even harder.
Yeah.
So when you have somebody in your corner, I mean, I think there's a great benefit. I mean, I see the benefit of marriage. But my parents were married for 30 years, you know, before my dad passed away. So I grew up seeing the structure of a family and a marriage and a successful marriage. I mean, I personally think that my parents had a successful marriage. I mean, they were happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people are married, been married for 4 years, but they're not happy. So, I mean, that doesn't really count.
But, right.
I mean, I grew up seeing my parents genuinely happy. And I mean, even to this day, like my mom said, like she said it was an honor to be my dad, you know, to be my dad's wife.
Wow.
I mean, how many women, you know what I mean?
Can say that.
So this is what I'm, that's embedded in me.
Yeah, he set the bar really high.
He really did. So it's like, I'm growing up seeing this and having this, you know, embedded in me, but my current reality is,
I mean,
fuck boys.
But you gotta go through a good, you know, you gotta go through some fuck boys to me. I feel like if you every dude that you get is a good dude,
you won't appreciate it.
You won't really appreciate it. And maybe it's just me, but you gotta go through at least two fuckboys.
I think the problem is, and I think Tayshia, I think women are okay with that.
I don't know nobody who's okay with it.
We're
verbalizing it, but I don't know nobody who's cool with going through a fuckboy.
But this is what I mean. I think most women grow up with the idea of you gotta kiss a few frogs before you get your prince, right? So we've been told that. But a few. Okay? Two. That's a few, right? Two, three.
Three, yeah.
But when it reached a level of, you know, you've been dating out here for a while and most of them, if not all, are in the fuckboy category, that gets a little frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it. Before me and Jamel started talking, I definitely had, like, a great run of fuckboys. I'm serious. I'm not like, ooh, I've always been happy, girl.
Right.
But, like, I think another thing that women do is we keep the fuckboys around longer than they need to be. Or just people, period. Like, you know that this has expired, but it's just easier to have that person there. Get them out of the way. They're stopping you from the love of your life. Get them out. If you can tell, like, within the text, I was good to the point where I could tell, like, a few messages. You and I are not compatible. And it may seem like you're being harsh and mean to the outer world, but you know what you need. And you can tell the pattern of a fuckboy. So get them on out of here.
Yeah.
Don't try to make them be something they not. They not that. They're not there yet. And they may never be there for you. They may be
for someone else.
The man of someone else's dreams. But they not for you. So go on and get them out.
I agree. I mean, cut them off. Bye.
Yeah, like don't make a 2 month thing be a 2 year thing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
And you like, man, I'm a good woman. And then, like, right after he gets it and he's with someone else, well, he was supposed to be done with you. but you like staying. You trying to let me coach him through it.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes. It's done.
And I think women are definitely guilty of that.
Yeah.
For sure, because I mean, I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't know what they're thinking or what their mentality is. But I definitely think for women, like, love is something that a woman just desires by nature.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's always going to kind of be a desire for us.
Yeah, some fuck girls out there, too. I think that it's cool if you just acknowledge what phase you are in life, right? This is what I want. I really don't want anything. I'm just kind of, you know... I think Farron is the best testament of that. I'm not referring to her as a fuck girl at all. Let me make myself clear. But when we first started, like, kicking it, she always would say, you know, I don't really want anything. So I'm just kind of dating, right? You would say something along the lines of that.
Sure.
And you would kind of, say that with the people you were dating. That was a phase.
I didn't want anything serious.
Could you expand on that? Because I don't want people to think that I'm trying to,
I had, when I first got to Dallas, I had just got out of a relationship. Ended terribly. Like, terribly, terribly. Y'all, I was literally, we broke up as I was driving to Dallas for my move.
Man, how dramatic.
Very dramatic. He tried to talk to my cousin. I mean, it was a dramatic. It was very dramatic. And after that, I didn't want to get into a relationship. So...
Yeah.
I wanted to just have fun and talk to
and
people.
And she did that. Yeah, like you have those phases. And you be honest with yourself about what it is you want, how you want to do it. You're not sitting up telling people that, you know, you can see them being somebody to grow with, and you know all the while they're not gonna last.
Yeah.
So
just be honest and be honest with people.
That's what it boils down to.
Be honest with people up front about what you want and your standards. But don't scare people off either. I think that's a fine line.
Well, can you elaborate?
Because
we'll get there to sit down, y'all.
I think some men and women, like, first date. Okay, look, do you want marriage? Do you want kids? How much money you make? What you drive? And blah blah blah. And it's like, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. Maybe those are important questions that you know want answered, but. Let's get to know. You can sit in that chair right there.
Oh.
Let's get to know each other a little.
Yeah. So that's good. It's good that we're having this conversation. Yeah, this is probably gonna be our longest podcast, but hey, why not? Emily Jean is in the house.
That's right.
So it's the first date. What are the types of things we'll be talking about on first dates?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty much wide open. We can talk about anything. Nothing is really off limits for me, but I definitely would just like to have fun, see if your energy is good, and see if we can make a connection or if we have some type of connection. I'm not really trying to talk about kids and a family and a marriage on the first date.
Yeah.
I mean, but if he asks, you know, I'm going to be honest about it, but I'm not really just going to... It's not an interview for me. I just really just want to... Do we vibe?
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm about vibes, too.
First dates are not interviews, but they are a little bit more serious for me, or was for me, because before we would have got to a first date, I've already gotten to know you a little bit. Like, I'm not going out with a stranger unless I want a free meal. I know men hate that, but I was that girl. I'm not gonna lie, but I was also in college, so you know you gotta get as many hot meals as you can.
You gotta get a meal.
But at that time for me, it's like if we're out on a date and it's not about something really like, what's the word? You know, messed up like that, then it will be about some more serious topics. It wouldn't be like, do you want to get married tomorrow? But it would be kind of like, you know, what do you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be straight up like,
yo,
hey,
what up?
Hey, look. But definitely like, you know.
No, I mean, I think those questions are important. But like I said, you know, like, maybe we can ask it in a different way instead of just coming out with like, well, how many kids do you want? A man or a woman may not be really necessarily ready to even talk about that on the first date. And you don't want to, you know, kill the vibe either.
Nah, I'm definitely not I'm not making it heavy, but I know those things would be something I would be interested in, like, diving into. And I'm fun. Like, I'm going to say it in a fun way. It's not going to feel like
She grilled me.
Yeah, she grilled me. It's just like, We'll go from there, and then we'll probably talk about your favorite food, something basic. Then we'll slide back into something important, and it'll feel really like
a conversation.
Easy. Conversational. But I'm That's going
it.
There.
But if we can have a conversation, if it feels like a conversation, I'm with it. But
right.
If it, you know, if it just feels too forced and too rigid, I'm, no.
Right.
You know what I mean? It needs to be. It needs to flow.
It needs to flow. For sure.
Organically.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about, you know, dating a man that makes less than you? Does that matter?
I'm cool with it. As long as they're moving.
Emily is like, cool
as long as they're moving towards something better. They're not stuck in that situation and they're
not stuck. They just make less than you.
Yeah. As long as they're moving to try to get paid more. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They're not content where they are.
I got you.
Right. Just content and struggling, you know?
Right.
No,
I'm glad you brought
up financial. Hold on. I want to make myself clear. I'm not saying he's struggling. He just makes less than you.
Okay. Right. Like, let's say you make 100K okay. and he makes 80. Like, that ain't struggling.
Yeah, my mom
you
makes
know?
More than my dad.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah. He can definitely make less than me.
I'm not going to make him feel bad.
Why you smiling?
She's like, basically, hell no.
Yeah. No, this is the truth.
Okay.
I'm okay with him making less.
Uh-huh.
But is he okay with that?
Yeah, he cool
because
with it.
Some men.
That's a good point.
Don't like
some
that.
Men, I don't know if it's the ego or I don't
of
know.
Of course it
but,
is.
But, you know, some men, that's the issue because they still want to be on the throne. Mm-hmm. And I want you to be on your throne. I really want you to be the king. I really want you to be the king of your castle. Y'all know
yeah.
me. Y'all know I'm like head of your household. I want you to be yeah. the king of your castle.
Uh-huh.
So if you, I mean, able to still do that, then yeah, I'm fine with it.
You're
yeah,
cool
that's
with
true.
It. Yeah.
For some guys do have egos with
yeah.
a woman, have a problem with a woman making more.
Man, I know it. I'm sure. For me, it's the same. Like, I just want us to take care of each other. That's like, we'll always boil down to is let's take care of each other.
Yeah.
Not you take care of me, I take care of you. Let's take care of each other. And like finance is a part of it, but just also let me make sure that you're eating healthy meals. Let me make sure
care,
that
yeah.
Yeah, like we're just
it's deeper than that.
It's deep. Because this is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should be boiled down to, hopefully. You know, like you have those structures, but you like get to like you get to construct how you want your marriage, your relationship, your situation, whatever it is, you get to do that. Like, society doesn't get a say-so.
Can we talk about something that we've all talked about before?
Okay, what is it?
50-50 on the bills. Who pays the bills?
Oh,
the man?
Yeah. Lord.
Who pays the bills? Does a man pay all the bills? Do we go 50-50? How y'all feel about that?
You know, I've said all this profound stuff, but that's a soft spot for me. And it could simply be because where I am financially.
Okay.
It could be that. But I don't necessarily want, I'm going to use the word want, to pay 50-50. I want there to be certain bills that I pay and certain bills that you pay. And
uh-huh.
you kind of get the heavier of the load.
Right.
But again, I think it's because of where I am financially that I don't feel confident saying that I'm going to go 50-50 with you.
Right. Because some may get cut off.
We ain't going to make it.
Some about to get cut off.
But that's just where I'm at, you know? Again, for me, it'll boil down to let's take care of each other. But if I know that you have your own agency and I'm working, you know, at a call center and we going 50-50, I ain't gonna lie. I feel a certain type of
that's
way,
true.
Bro.
Right, I got you.
Dang, why we going 50-50 and you...
Right, so you're saying, okay, look, if he makes 100K, like, if he makes six figures.
Yes.
And I'm, you know.
And I'm Florida, I'm
at Geico,
Florida and James
you know,
from Good Times.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out here, oh, hello, this is, you know, customer service.
Right.
Why are we doing 50-50?
Why am I doing 50-50? Yeah. I get it. I get that.
It would be beyond male and gender roles. It would just be, like, common sense.
Right, like.
Now, as far as contributing, I don't have a problem with contributing.
Yeah.
But why would the person with the lesser amount, like, have to do that?
Right, because even you paying half is still a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if y'all's, you know, wages are that different.
Yeah, so even if it was, the, you know, the different way, if it was the man who's making less, I'm not gonna try to like baby boy him and tell him, hey, you need to do 50-50, bro. And you know, he like 20,000 a year. That's basically nothing. I'm being
okay, but yeah. That for me, I don't.
For me,
I know, but look, I gotta be genuine here. Like you said, if I'm making six figures and he making 20,000, would he have really even have made the cut?
For you, probably not. But you just said that wasn't a problem, man.
No.
Look,
no,
see,
no,
y'all.
No.
Because he started with 20 don't mean that he gonna end with 20.
Absolutely.
He made, like Ferris said, she go stick with him. You know, stick with me, because I'm an artist, and you know, in the beginning, artists be out here.
Absolutely.
And artists be out here. I believe it at that.
And that doesn't mean that he's going to stay at 20,000. But let's be honest. I've made 20. The last time I made 20,000, I was working part-time at a rec center. So, I mean.
Are you disabled? Are you.
So,
like, what's the problem here?
If we're grossing 20,000 a year, to me, as a man, unless you are in school and you working part time, you're not where you're supposed to be as a man. So you shouldn't even be trying to court me as a grown woman. Mm.
I can
because you're not ready.
Yeah.
You're not ready at 20,000. You're not ready, and it's not. And I know, but I'm just gonna be honest. People are gonna be like, oh, she a gold digger, and she, no.
I don't think so. 20,000 is really low.
I'm just saying, that's a really low number.
In 2018. That's extremely low.
You can't even, at 20,000, I was not able to support myself on $20,000 a year. I can't have my own place and a car note and all that at 20,000. Right. So if you're not able to take care of you at 20,000, then you're not ready to take on a wife at that point. So you would not have made the cut for me.
Right. You shouldn't even be looking for a relationship. You should be looking
because you got work to
do. Okay, I'm glad y'all said that. And that's why that's why a lot of men you're so messy.
Literally.
But that's why some really good men too, right? Mm-hmm. That's why they haven't like put a ring on it, or they're not even looking to put a ring on it, because what can you present? You know, they want to be able to say, I can give this to my wife, and this is what I can give to my children.
And I feel like some men use that as an excuse, though.
It's a great excuse, because of what you just said.
Okay, but there's a difference between, are you able to support yourself? You can't support yourself on $20,000 a year. You really can't.
He know that, and he feel bad about it, too.
So, you're right. You're not ready.
He's not ready. But I want to bust a nut every once in a while.
Well, then you can do that without...
I'm speaking for the fellas out there. Hey, well, fellas, get in the comment section and back me up. I'm trying to help you out, bro.
Then you can do that without coming my way, is what I'm saying.
You're a good woman. I'm a good man. Let's make this happen. I'm just not where I want to be. Let's look at Michelle and President Obama. He's still my president. Mm-hmm. You know, they both had great potential, but Michelle Obama was definitely... She was out of his league. She definitely dated down at that time. Mm-hmm. She dated down, but she saw his potential. So the guys who have potentials, are we giving them an opportunity?
But okay, hold on though. What? How was she? She was already at a law firm, and he. Was,
I think so. I think she was working.
He was interning or something.
He was interning. But he ain't got no money. He ain't got no money.
But he's interning at a law firm, though. It's not like, you know.
But Obama had
goals. Okay. Yeah, what?
He had goals.
So for us, ultimately, it would be, do you have a plan?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do you have a plan?
I'm $20,000 in. Okay, I'm gonna use myself. I'm a woman. And, you know, so it's different for women. But I got a big plan, you know. But the money has not materialized yet. Right. Are you riding with me? If I was a man, I got big plans. I got a lot of stuff in action, but the transaction have not hit my account. But I can just see the dollar signs. I can see the zeros.
If he can support,
right, a zero.
If he can, can support himself, then yes. But what I'm not gonna do,
I can't support myself. I'm struggling.
No, I'm sorry, but I will not be out here in 2018. Man,
I wish that the Steve Harvey wife and Bernie Mac wife, and I was watching Kev on stage. I wish all of them would have thought the same way. I'm just being the devil's advocate.
I watched the little Kev on stage.
You saw that?
With his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. But he got laid off.
No, he got fired.
Did he get fired?
He got fired. Got laid off. No, because I literally watched it yesterday. Oh.
He lost his job. He fired or let go. Whatever. Yeah. He lost his job.
But he was a banker.
Working man. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you can support yourself, then I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things in me that it's like I don't think that I cannot take care of a grown man. That I can't do.
Okay.
Marriage is different. Like if we were married and you lost your job or something like that, that is different. But as far as this is my boyfriend and he's a dreamer and, you know, he's going after his dream, but he can't support himself and I'm paying his bills and that, because that is not, to me,
that going in like that is pretty difficult.
I can't do it.
I've done it before.
That's not my role as well.
Yeah. I've done it before and I don't see myself doing it again. So,
wow.
The traumatic relationship. Okay.
The one that you canceled on the way to your
to
new
Dallas.
Team.
Okay. He was working in an oil field, right? So, you know, they make a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, his job was going to be in Oklahoma. So, we weren't going to be that far from him. We had a whole plan.
Oh, okay.
But what happened is, this is when gas was very, very cheap. Y'all remember it went down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, they kept pushing back his start date. Mm.
Okay.
And so, he just quit his job too soon.
Mm.
And in anticipation of him starting this job. So, it kept getting pushed back. So, he was out of work for a while looking for a job. So mm-hmm. he looked to me for money.
Ooh. How long was he out of work?
He quit in December and he didn't end up starting until like May or June.
Ooh, that's,
this was after we broke up.
But see, like, if that's a situation, not to cut you off, you know, that time you need to get a part time. Or
yeah,
get something.
And he was claiming he was trying to get, you know, he was claiming he was doing that, but,
yeah.
In the meantime, it don't got to be the dream, but I mean,
and I feel like I can say that the most because I'm the part time. I always have a job, y'all. I've always had at least 2 to 3 jobs since 16, because I know like what it is I do, and so like if I gotta be a dentist one day, hey, I'm your waitress. I gotta. What you doing, Jimmy?
Is she working?
Everything was strip. I will do what I gotta do, but I know that I'm probably never gonna stay there that long because I gotta get to the dream. But if someone is taking care of me, you know, I work at Family Dollar. I work at Walmart.
Do something.
Yeah,
being a cab driver, but
Lyft. As a man, no. Sorry.
Yeah, and then that's a whole. This is a topic for a whole other thing. But then after he got on, he was like, "You should have waited a little bit longer before breaking up with me." Like he was trying to throw it in my face, like,
wow.
"Oh, now I got money." That's a. But yeah.
Bye.
It just sometimes it wasn't meant, and that's okay.
Yeah, and thank God.
It's not about y'all. It's okay.
Wow.
It's not about the money.
We kind of do like 10 more minutes.
I think men.
We're at 70 minutes, man.
I think men these days are, you know, women are only out here looking to be taken care of.
A lot of women are.
And I think that's kind of the consensus that I'm hearing from a lot of men is, you know, women in 2018, they just want to be kept. They just want to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of women that do.
Are we bad? Is that wrong of us to want, I wouldn't even say be taken
there's
care
a difference.
Of.
I
but,
think there's a difference.
Okay.
There's a difference between a woman who wants to be taken care of and a gold digger. To me, that is two different
things. Can you break
things.
That down for our audience?
A gold digger is a woman who is only after the money and the financials and only interested in a man as far as what he can do for her financially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, well, if he ain't paying my rent, or if he ain't, you know, paying for this car, my hair and nails, then what can he... Okay, that's a gold digger to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're only interested in dating a man who has money so you can be, so what he can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But a woman who wants to be taken care of, to me, is a different thing. Because really, look, y'all know me, I'm traditional, right?
Right.
A woman wants to be taken care of.
okay?
Ultimately.
Like, you are supposed to do for your woman. You are supposed to be the provider and the protector and the head of your household. That's your role. That's a part of your job as a man to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, but taking care of also means making sure that she's good. Making sure, you know what I mean? Like, is she eating right? Is her soul okay? Is she okay mentally? You're supposed to physically take care of me. We know what mm-hmm. that means. So what I'm saying is, yeah. like, that to me is a woman who wants to be taken care of. A woman, we're phenomenal, right? We're working. We're, you know, yeah, running businesses time, right. and things like that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, a woman is still a woman. And a woman doesn't always want to have her cape on.
Ooh, Lord.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, a woman wants to come home. Because we've talked about this. A woman wants to come home, and I just want to lay my head on your chest.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean by, like, a woman wants to be taken care of. I want to know that you got me.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that I need you to have me.
Right.
But I want to know that you got me.
Right.
Like, a woman wants to know that from a man. Because that's your job, sir.
But I would even take it a step further. I hate to be that person who always tries to even everything out, but just based mm-hmm. off of the structure of my relationship, I want us to take care of each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of you too.
Yeah, and I think that there are certain men that don't think that there are women who want the equal exchange.
Okay.
And in return, there are some women who don't think that men want to actually, you know, do anything. So like,
right.
there's this, like, barrier of, you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to do that, and nobody's doing anything.
Right.
It's just like, here's this list of stuff for you to do for me to feel comfortable, and, like, everybody is scattered brain and feeling frustrated. So, like, we make the list of what we want, but we don't even look at it. We just take care of each other, like...
Right.
If we take a lift and you don't have any money, I'm not about to nickel and dime you. You're good in my book.
Right.
Get in this
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
Let's get home, or let me take you home. You hungry? You ain't got no food? Don't worry about it.
Right.
We gonna feed you. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta pay me back. Who cares about that two-piece?
And a biscuit.
And a biscuit.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be a day
yeah.
where I need
well,
two-piece.
Need a two-piece. Yeah.
And a biscuit. And I want that biscuit.
I'm gonna need that leg and that thigh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I want that type of love.
Yeah.
I have that type of love.
But
that's what I think we should
be
like. Because we're not like our parents, you know? Where... it's top heavy and bottom low. And it, I get what you're saying with traditional,
mm-hmm.
but you're a working woman.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? And yes, ma'am. She has a job and she got a salary, y'all.
I got benefits.
She got benefits. Got all her teeth.
Oh, I didn't.
Got all her teeth, all of that.
Oh,
so,
Y'all are crazy.
So it's not like it used to be, like in the 50s and 60s, where, you know, here's all the list for men and here's all the list for women, where women are kind of mostly at home and men are not.
Yeah,
we both
right.
out here
right.
getting it.
Right.
So hopefully we're not just getting it so that we can have somewhere to stay. Like, hopefully our lives are not like...
fuller than that.
That's it. It's we're taking care of each other, and then one day we're going to be taking care of each other and our kids. And then
right.
one day we're going to be taking care of each other, our kids, and then... building
yeah.
our village, and everyone is coming to us as grandma and mom and dad and grandpa, and like that's the type of love I think we should be aiming for.
Right.
We live love too much in the present sometimes. This is my needs right now. Like,
I think I agree. Like, we should be taking care of each other, and it's not just a man taking care of a woman. I mean, a man needs to be taken care of as well.
I want to take care of you. You do the right thing.
But see,
I want you
can
to
we
be
talk
taking...
about that? Because listen. Right. Park right up. Women and men, I don't know if y'all noticed, but women, there's this thing out there that, like, it's specifically black women who don't want to submit. We are dying to submit.
Dying.
Really. Like, a woman is gonna follow your lead. Like,
right.
if you are doing what you are supposed to be doing as a man, I'm telling you that we are not gonna have nothing to nag about, nothing to say.
Right.
This meal is cooked,
it's
honey. This bath
baby.
Water is ran. Okay. What do you need? I
right.
mean, I'm just saying, like, it's gonna be, you're gonna be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Those are things that have to be discussed, though, because, like I said, there's so many people who grew up in broken homes.
Right.
They don't know that structure.
Get.
So, like, that's the thing. So, here leads me to, like, our last question. It's a tough question at that. Okay. Well, we're going 80 minutes in, so you know.
I know, but I can just.
And this will be part one. This will be part one.
Part one. Yeah. I'm coming back, y'all.
She is coming back. But to end part one, you know, so with it being so many broken homes in the Black community, are you open and willing to date outside of your race?
Under the Wayne. I had to do a Wayne face.
So this is what we'll do. We'll stop right there.
Wait.
And we can pick back up on part two. Do you want to have her back for part two next week?
Yeah.
Do you?
Look.
What do you mean? Do you want to have her back?
No, because sometimes we can have another topic already ready to roll out.
Okay.
But we can do part two right in.
Back to back.
This was a great show. We'll pick up where we left off. Thank you, Emily, for coming in.
No problem.
To Millennial Frequency. This is so much fun.
Thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Yes, it's basically just us talking, so that's what makes it so much fun.
Yes.
So shout out to you. Give them your handle one more time.
The_EmilyJean on Instagram.
That's absolutely. Farron?
It's Sofrio, S-O-F-R-I-O _87 on Instagram. Farron Monique Jackson on Facebook and Rasta Farron or Bohemian Baddie on Twitter.
All right. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, you definitely can find me at I_M_TEZYA. You can find me on Twitter as TEZYAJ. And on Facebook, follow my fan page, Tasia, also spelled TEZYA. And if you want to follow us, the Millennial Frequency page, the most important reason here, follow us on Instagram as Millennial Frequency. And then what else, Farron?
Millennial Frequency Podcast on Facebook and Millennial Freak, F-R-E-Q 1 on Twitter.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening. Definitely get into the comment section on either one, SoundCloud specifically, but definitely we do a lot of engagement on Instagram. We'll kind of put some of these topics throughout the week to kind of see you engage how people feel. But we appreciate you listening to this entire podcast, and y'all have a good one. Thank you again, Emily, for coming. All right, y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, world.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Millennial Frequency. As always, we appreciate your listening and your engagement. We definitely want you to make sure that you're following us on all social media platforms. So where can they find us, Farron?
You can find us on Instagram under Millennial Frequency, on Facebook, Millennial Frequency Podcast, and on Twitter as Millennial Freak, F-R-E-Q-1.
Absolutely. And if you want to find us on our personal pages as well on social media, you can find me on Instagram as well as Twitter as I_M_TEZYA.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Sofrio_87, Facebook, Farron Monique Jackson, and on Twitter as Bohemian Baddie or Rasta Farron. Yeah. And then also, if you want to email us questions or have any feedback or anything, you can also hit up our email account, which is millennialfrequency18@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want to hear, something that we haven't talked about, a very specialty topic that you're just burning for us to have a discussion about? Definitely get in the comment section or DM us or email us as well.
Yes, and make sure you hit the link in the bio to get the platforms on where we're posted and check us out.
Check us out. Okay, guys, I hope you have a great day. Stay blessed. And as always, you were listening to Millennial Frequency. I'm Tasia.
And I am Farron.
And we're out.